This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I mentioned up at the top of the program, the New Hampshire primary is tomorrow. And once the polls close, candidates and their entourages will be hustling to the next states on the election year calendar, Nevada and South Carolina. Allendale County is the poorest county in South Carolina. The census says about 30% of people there live below the poverty line. Last year, the Obama administration named Allendale County a promise zone, along with five other counties in rural and South Carolina, which means the region gets first crack at federal grants and loan packages aimed at reducing poverty. Caitlin Esch from our Wealth and Poverty team took a trip down to South Carolina to see what that might mean in practice.
Driving through Allendale County, forests and cotton fields give way to a small town also called Allendale, with abandoned motels and vacant storefronts reminiscent of better days. Wilbur Cave is showing me around.
My 102-year-old mother is a patient here at the Mercy Home.
Cave is with a nonprofit affordable housing development organization called Allendale County Alive. He says Allendale used to market itself as the halfway point between the Northeast and Florida, so snowbirds heading south would stop on the way down.
And when they came back through, they would stop and finish their trip. Somebody had a real great marketing idea. And, mileage, it is almost about midpoint.
But a highway completed in the 1970s bypassed the town and gutted the tourism industry. Then in the 1990s, the Savannah River site, a nearby nuclear reservation, downsized and laid off thousands of workers. Now a third of all residents live in poverty. Cave hopes the Promise Zone will allow Allendale County Alive to expand and do more of the work it's already doing in the rural South, develop affordable housing for very low-income renters, and help people build wealth through homeownership. Which brings us to the door of someone Cave has known since childhood.
Yeah.
63-year-old great-grandmother and former construction worker Alfreda Scott.
Everybody calls me Frida.
About a year ago, Cave's organization helped Scott do something she never thought she'd be able to do, buy her own home. Scott paid $60,000 for a tidy brick home in unincorporated Allendale County.
When I first saw the house, I looked through it. All right, this mine. I want it. Write the papers.
There's a room for visiting grandchildren, big walk-in closets. Best of all, it's quiet.
My neighbors, while I know them, they know me. We don't be up in each other's dough. So if I want to play my music, well, then I won't have nobody banging on the wall telling me I'm too loud.
Of course, it wasn't easy. Scott is disabled and lives off a fixed income. She had to learn to save money and improve her credit score.
They had home buyer school, the first home buyer's class they had. Well, I ain't got nothing else to do. I'm going to go and see what this is about.
Allendale County Alive worked with Scott for 3 years and helped her qualify for a special USDA rural development loan. It offers 100% financing and a 33-year repayment period.
It did go through some years, and at times I got sort of, I was ready to pull out my hair, give up on it, say later for it. I think I turned on Mr. Cave over there pretty great, too.
But it's cases like Alfreda Scott's that Wilbur Cave is desperate to see more of. Driving down a rutted rural street past dilapidated mobile homes, Cave points to the houses that his organization has built.
Sometimes the pace of progress is so slow that you can easily become discouraged. But you just have to be optimistic, because if you're not, it's going to be very difficult to convince that a family who's never owned a home that they can become homeowners.
Cave admits Allendale County Alive has barely managed to survive over the years. Now he's hoping the new 10-year Promise Zone will allow the organization to acquire 50 more affordable housing rental units and ensure its long-term stability. In South Carolina, I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.